A Life in Pictures. An Interview with Michael Yamashita by Sean Birmingham. Michael Yamashita has combined his two passions of photography and travel for over 25 years as a photographer for National Geographic magazine. In 1999, an assignment for a series of articles on Marco Polo took him from Venice through Iraq and Afghanistan to the islands of Southeast Asia. His other assignments have included traveling the length of the Great Wall of China and through Japan. To be a professional photographer, Yamashita says, it's important to be in the right place to get the right subject at the right time. Professional photographers are paid to be lucky, he notes. Michael may be paid to be lucky these days, but he hasn't spent the whole of his career as a photographer. I asked him how he had got interested in photography in the first place. I spent 4 years in Japan in the early 70s, and two of those years I was teaching, he replied. There was a huge demand in Japan for English, he says, and it was a great job. But the real reason I was there was to get in touch with my roots. Growing up in the United States with a Japanese name and face, I never really felt 100% American. So, after studying history in the States, I decided to go to Japan and have the experience of living there. So, did Michael buy his first camera while in Japan? I did, he says. Like every amateur, I bought a camera to basically record what I was seeing and doing, to send pictures back to family and friends. I spent some time learning about it, and I just got really obsessed by the whole process. As my pictures got better, people told me I should show them to other photographers, he explained. Eventually, he met an agent and decided he wanted to be a professional, and he hasn't looked back since. So, what is the secret to Michael's success? I was curious to know what he thought made a good photograph. In the case of National Geographic magazine, I like to call them page stoppers. They are pictures with such great visual impact that the viewer has to stop turning the pages. You're arrested by the framing, the light, the color, or the subject, and you stare at it. For me, that is an ideal picture. I asked him which photos from his career he was particularly fond of. One time, I was in a little village in Tajikistan, waiting to shoot something at sunrise for an article on Marco Polo, he said. I was wandering about with nobody around when I saw a kid walking down the road. Then, more kids joined him. By then, the sun was rising behind me. It was extremely bright and focused on those kids. If you look at that picture, the shadow is right behind them. That means that they can't see me because I'm in the glare of the sun. So I got a very natural picture of them preparing for school in incredible light. So what drives Michael to achieve excellence in his field? He told me that there wasn't much economic motivation given the difficulty in selling pictures. So I asked him what he thought it took to become a great photographer. What it takes is basically passion. Especially today, with competition being what it is, to be a success, you really have to eat and drink photography. It's passion that drives you forward. And if there's one thing that Michael Yamashita certainly has, it's passion for his art.